Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Pipe Bomb Show. Welcome, boys and girls, please gather around and listen to my rants and ramblings for the day. I am currently in my car. As you know me, I am Mr. John Pipe Bomb. And we are going to be talking about, that's a good question, what are we talking about? We are going to be talking today about one Miss Sasha Banks. Sorry, I meant to say Miss Mercedes Moné. Which I actually am confused about. If it's money, is it Mercedes Money or Mercedes Moné? Because she has that little accent thing over the E. And I know she said Mercedes Money. But I think the announcers in New Japan said Mercedes Moné. I don't know. But let's talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. The artist formerly known as Sasha Banks is obviously in New Japan. She made her debut at Wrestle Kingdom, where she confronted Kairi Sane, who is the IWGP Women's Champion, confronted her and basically set up their match at Battle of the Valley in a couple weeks, sometime in February. It's going to be both of them for the women's title. Afterwards, there was a press conference, and she said, "This is only the first stop on my world tour." Now, if you paid attention to my prediction episode, you know that I think she's AEW bound. That's a given. That's almost a given. I feel she wants to test the waters. She wants to see what she can get, how much money is out there for her, wrestle new opponents, have new matchups and shit like that. What we're going to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that it was questioned why did WWE let her go? Why did WWE just lose interest in Sasha Banks? As good as Sasha was as a heel, I mean, the character she created, the boss, was a heel character. Make no mistake, she was always going to be a good heel. Her against Bayley and NXT, it was set up beautifully. But, I forgot where I was going with that. But WWE thinks that Sasha Banks has peaked. Did you hear that? Sasha Banks has peaked. I'm going to call her Sasha. Mercedes. You know what? I'll call her Mercedes. Not the whole Moné thing. Mercedes has peaked to WWE. If you hear rumblings, ladies and gentlemen, I'm in the car and it is a little bumpy on the road. But nevertheless, it's going to get a little bumpy right now, too. So, for some reason, WWE thinks that Mercedes has peaked, as if there is no interest for her in WWE. Like, there's nothing she can do or value she can bring to the company. This report, this was a week or two back, this report was this report, sorry, was right around the time that Charlotte came back, beat Ronda, and won the SmackDown Women's Championship. You talk about peak. And here Charlotte Flair is. I believe Mercedes is 30, and Charlotte's like 36, 37, or something like that. She's older by at least 5 years to Mercedes. And you're going to say that Mercedes has peaked? Listen, Charlotte, four horsewoman. Listen, her with that flair attached to her name, her gimmick was destined. She, as good as she is, she was always going to be destined for the one gimmick, which is that she is going for 16 women's championships. World titles. You know what I mean. Women's titles. I don't know if we're counting the tag titles that she won. And I don't think that WWE is counting the NXT titles that she's won. But you want to talk about peak. Charlotte has only one gimmick. As good as Charlotte is a one trick pony. And I don't want this to be the bad Charlotte show, but imagine. Sasha literally has said that, you know, WWE, I'll come back, but I need to be making some money. I'm a star. I have been in TV shows. I'm on the red carpet. I'm, you know, being featured on ESPN. I'm a star. I should be treated accordingly. And honestly, who else is doing it? Who else is... Who else is in TV shows besides Sasha? As of now, Becky. And that's what Sasha said. Hey, I want Charlotte money. I want Charlotte money. I want Becky money. And for being younger than Charlotte, in this case, how do you not give it to her? It was said that officials in WWE do not view Sasha as a star like Becky and Charlotte. Is Charlotte a star? Yes. She is a star. But like I said, she is a one-trick pony. She's got the one gimmick. I'm going to 16 world titles. That's it. We have not seen Charlotte do any type of character change, ever. She literally comes in and says, I'm the queen, I'm the greatest, and that's it. That's really it. I'm the greatest, I'm the leader, basically, unofficially, but we know it, is the leader of the four horsewomen. And that's it. There's nothing else to that. Becky, she was the last kicker. She was the man. She was big time Bex. And now she's going back to being the man. She switched up her character. Charlotte has always been the same. I'm the best, and I'm going to win titles. That's it for the whole time we've known this woman. Could we say the same about Sasha now that I'm thinking about it? Yeah. But I think there's something more. I think if you gave her something else to do, she would knock it out the park. She has been a sympathetic babyface. when she was facing Charlotte, and they were trading title wins back and forth. She's been in the tag team multiple times. She's been the boss. She's been the head of the division. She's been the best friend stabbed in the back. She's had different roles. And that just shows her range. Now add to the fact, yeah, I've been on a hit TV show, The Mandalorian, and I'm going back to do a second season. And this past year, while I took my hiatus, I was in Fashion Week. I was walking the runways. I was modeling. I've been on ESPN, featured. How do you not give this woman her? How do you not give this woman her flowers? People just go, "Oh, she's whiny. Oh, she." This is a generation. You know what's funny is that, let's not get too much into it, but you know how people always complain about this generation doesn't know how to do this. No. This generation knows not to put up with bullshit. I'm not talking in terms of wrestlers, but they always say this generation doesn't work hard. This generation just wants to quit. They want to, you know, silently leave or whatever the term was. And it's just like, no, this generation doesn't want to put up with bullshit. They know their worth and they can negotiate their worth and ultimately find a place who's going to, you know, appreciate them. If I'm working at a job and I'm working my ass off for 2-3 years and I never get a promotion, I can literally just go, you know what? Fuck this place. I'm leaving. This place doesn't appreciate me and I'm a hard ass worker. Let me go somewhere else. Someone might look at that and go, oh, great. This generation doesn't want to stick to it. No. That's what I think Sasha's doing. Sasha's literally said, WWE doesn't see me as these top stars. So guess what? Like Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees, I'm going to bet on myself. I'm going to take the time. I'm going to do what Cody did. I'm going to do what Drew McIntyre did. I'm going to go on the indies. I'm going to go to other promotions. I'm going to tear it up. I'm going to move numbers. I'm going to be a star. And then WWE will have no option but to pay me my money. Ain't that what Cody did? Cody went on the indies. He went to Japan. He linked up with the Young Bucks and Bullet Club. Then he linked up with Kenny and the Elite. Then he went to AEW, was a star. And then when his contract was up, WWE said, shit, we're going to have to take him. And from Cody's point of view, from what Cody said, he said he talked to Vince and he said, Vince, if I'm coming, I'm not coming back as the old Cody. I'm coming back as this Cody, this music, this pyro, this presentation, this nickname. And Vince said, well, that's what I'm buying. I'm buying this Cody. McIntyre left. Guess what? Came back. Same thing. Brand new person. Sasha. She's going to leave. Hopefully not too long. I would say give her 2 years. Let her wrestle around. Let her go to AEW. Let her see how the landscape is everywhere. And then when the time is up, come back and get the money. Because by that time, I'll be honest, Charlotte's going to be done. But I'm pretty sure these women are going to be on the rise. I'm pretty sure Bianca is still going to be on the rise. Rhea Ripley is still going to be on the rise. Asuka's still going to be around. There's going to be women they're going to be building up. Raquel Rodriguez, they're going to build up. Liv, they're still doing stuff with. So, I think time off would be good, but I think WWE was foolish for letting her go. Absolutely. This is one of your key, marquee players. You don't let go. If you said, all right, Pipe Bomb, you're running WWE. Who are your first, your women's roster? I say the Four Horsewomen. You build the division around those four women. And fuck it, they dominate for years. You can have them interact, you can have other champions, but those are the foundation of your division, and you never let them go. You can have Bayley run around with a brand new stable, you can have Becky change personalities, go babyface and heel whenever she wants. You can have Charlotte do the whole, you know, I'm at the top of the division. You can find something for Sasha to do. But you have those women for a reason. You brought those women and kept those women together for a reason. To look at Sasha and go, she doesn't bring anything of value is insane. And I think WWE dropped the ball with that. Anyway, guys. Fun talking to you all. I will talk to you all next time.